The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for girls basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Steve Dozer with the analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And once again, we welcome you live to downtown Des Moines and the Iowa Event Center, the Wells Fargo Arena, as we get ready for day number three of the Girls State Basketball Tournament. Class 4A state quarterfinals getting ready to go off. It'll be the fourth quarterfinal, the second of the day. The winner will get the Pella Lady Dutch coming up on Friday morning. Coming up on Friday morning as Pella was a winner over Council Bluffs Lewis Central in our first game this morning, 47-41. We get ready for the Marion Indians making their third trip to Des Moines in the state tournament as they get ready to take on the two-time defending state champion, Harlan Cyclones. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Wells Fargo Arena here in Des Moines. Scott Unash alongside Coach Steve Dozer, who's been here before. I believe three times you took teams at Cedar Rapids Prairie down to the state tournament.
Yeah, it brings back a lot of great memories. I tell you what, this is a great time for kids, great time for coaches, and, you know, you can just it's just a magical experience here. So, wonderful opportunity, and you just can't describe it.
Well, and a tough opportunity today for the Marion Indians as the seventh-rated team in the state draws the number three team, and that would be Harlan. And you talk about 4A, Class 4A basketball over the last, handful of years, especially the last 2 years, and it's been the Harlan Cyclones in their big three. Well, one of the big three is gone, but they got two of them left. Jess Shaven playing volleyball at Iowa State now, but Taylor Frederick and Jordan Mosier, seems like they've been there for about 20 years, but they are back for their last go-round, their last campaign, and they are two of the best in Class 4A. An inside-outside affair. Frederick going to South Dakota next year, averaging just about 18 points, 9 rebounds a game, but Jordan Mosier at the point at 5'7". She makes this team go, averaging just about 16.5 points, and also pulls down 4.7 rebounds a game. And they are a lethal inside-outside combination.
Well, they are, but they also have a storied history, too. I mean, they've been in the state championship game for the last 3 years and won the last two. So it's no for Harlan, this is not a new experience. This is one that they plan on being here. And, you know, what a year they've had. Their only two losses, Scott, have been to Lewis Central and Des Moines Dowling. So, you know, they are not scared to play tough competition, and they've been undefeated, you know, the rest of the way with the other teams. But great year, and those two are going to be the, you know, the scorers. Frederick and Mose are going to be the two that, you know, obviously have got them here.
A different team than the last couple of years, not as deep, but they have the experience. They have four seniors. Two of those have been four-year starters with Jordan Mosier and with Taylor Frederick. Then you got some height as well, a couple of 5'11 players on that front line with Claire Klein and Emma Ehrenholtz for this Harlan team. But by far, the top two scorers are Mosier and Frederick. But they've got the experience factor against Marion's relative inexperience. This group, we've seen them all through the years, Steve, and when you talk about young teams, this one comes to the forefront, starting three sophomores and two freshmen. And we'll see how they come out on the big stage here at Wells Fargo Arena this morning.
Yeah, I tell you what, Marion's played well. They've won their last 12 games and by a total of over 20 points a game. So they've been playing well, and they had a hard district to get here too. So, they have two sophomores and three sophomores and two freshmen. But I tell you what, Scott, to get here, they had to go through two good programs to get here. If that doesn't grow, get you some experience right away for this, for today's game, nothing will. So they're experienced. Their mindset is, Scott, is, you know, as I think Chloe Rice said in the paper, the ball has no age, or, you know, something like that. So it doesn't matter, you know, what their experience is. They're here to win it.
Yes, and for Marion and head coach Corby Lauby making his first appearance at the Girls State Basketball Tournament, he put it into perspective. He said, we've already started our run at the state tournament. Nobody had a tougher road to get to Des Moines than Marion, as the Indians, usually the top eight in the rankings, get to be the top seed. Marion was rated seventh. They didn't get that luxury. They had to play two rated teams to even get to this morning's ball game against the two-time defending state champions. They had to beat Central DeWitt, 14th-rated Sabres, at Marion's home court in a regional semifinal. And then in the regional final, they went on the road and took on a Mississippi Athletic Conference team that plays 5A competition for most of the year. One down at Eldridge at the Pit. That doesn't get you ready for Harlan. Nothing's going to get you ready.
No, that they definitely had the hardest region by far, in my opinion. And the way they did it and cap it off to go down to a very good North Scott team, you know, and win on their floor tells me that they're ready to take that next step.
Marion making their third appearance, 2008-2010. The Indians were here under Cheryl Gaffney Page, and Harlan making their 13th appearance here at the state tournament. So far, the Wamacs have been 1-1. A win by center point Urbana. You heard that yesterday right here on KGUIM with Jeff Downing and Eric Peterson. And then last night, the Western Dubuque Bobcats were beaten by Mason City as Western Dubuque's run to the state championship game the last 2 years will come to an end as they were a slight upset, if you will. Mason City, of course, plays 5A competition for most of the year. They dropped down to 4A for the tournament run, and they took care of Western Dubuque. So so far, the Womack West is 1-0, and they'll try to go 2-0 here this morning.
Yeah, it'd be good to see, and that didn't surprise me with the Mason City score. They play tough competition all year long, and again, they've had the experience as well. But I tell you what, Eastern Iowa-wise, there hasn't been a team that's had a better run than Western Dubuque. I mean, two state championship appearances and another trip this year, so job well done on their end.
Yep, Amy Ostwinkle, the head coach, done a great, great job up there. High school basketball is presented by First Federal Credit Union. Big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Shellstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out with our high school basketball as the presenting sponsor. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. The winners yesterday in Class 4A, we mentioned Mason City. They have advanced on to the state semifinals. And Mason City will take on Keokuk. They knocked off Ballard last night. So that'll be the 10 o'clock game on Friday morning. The 11:45 game will pit the Pella Dutch going up against the winner of Harlan Marion. We got a doubleheader coming your way here on KGYM. Not only the Marion Indians, but we got the north side of Marion coming up after the south side, as it'll be the Linmar Lions taking on Indianola in the first 5A game. That'll be coming up as soon as we are done. Then it'll be Johnston, Southeast Polk, Ankeny, Centennial, Davenport North. And the first round concludes tonight with Waukee taking on Cedar Falls in what should be a very entertaining game right there. Waukee, the defending Class 5A champions. And Marion making their way to their bench, and Harlan getting a few last-minute free throws in before they head off to their bench as well here in front of the crowd that is assembled this morning at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And Steve, I'll refer to your state tournament competition and your experience. What'd you tell the girls before they headed out on the floor here and before they got into competition?
Well, I told our coaches and girls, enjoy the experience, because you just never know when these opportunities come up. So you have to make sure you enjoy the experience. Understand you're here to win. Understand that's your mindset, but also take time to enjoy it. And the very first game is your hardest game. There is no doubt, because you, for a lot of these kids, it's a new, like Marion, it's a new experience for this whole team. No one's been here before, so it's a new experience, and you got that first game's the hardest.
And in lieu of the sportsmanship awards, they will have a fan of the game award winner, and those will be presented coming up here in just a little bit. For both Marion and for Harlan, the Cyclones. Harlan comes in as the champions of the Hawkeye 10 Conference. Now, Lewis Central and Harlan actually split, but like the Mississippi Valley Conference, they don't count every conference game as a conference game. Makes sense out of that, as you will. And so Harlan won the game that counted. Lewis Central won the game that didn't count. But Lewis Central just got knocked off. Harlan comes in with a record overall of 20-2. Marion, the Womack Western Division co-champs with center point Urbana, they come in at 19-4 here at the state tournament.
I know that guy.
Scott Hansen's going to be the recipient, who is been a longtime supporter of Marion basketball, not only for the boys but the girls. He's the historian of Marion High School sports, going way, way back. He's had kids go through the basketball programs, and I know helps out at Marion.
He did. Right, when now. I was there, he helped me out. That's how long he's been helping the program, and what a great recognition for him, for sure. He is a tremendous supporter of sports over there at Marion, and even when I was there, you know, geez, 20 years ago, Scott, he was a supporter then.
Give us a little thumbs up there as he's got his award, and I'm sure he'll go off and have a nice seat for this one. Good contingent of Marion folks here. If you didn't have a chance to make the trip, we thank you for tuning in today here on KGYM 107.5, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in the Iowa City, Johnson County area. As we get closer and closer to the introduction of the starting lineups, they will have the introduction of the non-starters coming up for both teams here. And they'll start off with the Marion Indians, and then that will be followed up by Harlan. So let's go ahead, and while we have the opportunity, and set our starting lineups, they are presented this morning by Skogman Carlson Insurance on First Avenue in Cedar Rapids for home, auto, farm, life, and health. For the visiting team on the scoreboard this morning, the Marion Indians, they come in as the number 7 rated team at Class 4A, and Marion, the co-champions of the WAMAC Conference Western Division at 19-4. Marion's losses this year, 3 of the losses were to teams that are here at the state tournament, Center Point Urbana, Western Dubuque, and the Linmar Lions, also fell in a non-conference game early to Cedar Rapids Prairie. For Marion, they will go to their usual starting lineup. It will be at one swing forward. It'll be number 4, Chloe Rice, the 5'10 sophomore. Leads Marion in scoring at 14.3 points per game, also with 4 rebounds per contest. Also at a forward, it'll be number 22, Sophie Ouellette, the 5'11 freshman. Sophie averaging just over 3 points and 2 rebounds per game. Also up front for Marion at a forward, it'll be Randy Wright, the 6-foot freshman, averaging just over 2 points, just under 3 boards a game. And the guards at the point, coming off a terrific regional final, is Caitlin Smith, 5'9 sophomore. Smith at 7.3 points and 4 rebounds per game. And also for Marion at a guard, it'll be number 21, Mia Lauby, the coach's daughter, 5'9 and a sophomore. Lauby on the air for the Indians, averaging 9.7 points and 5.3 rebounds a game. She leads Marion in that category, second on the team in assists, and second in steals. The head coach for the Marion Indians is Corby Lauby, assisted by Pete Messerly, Josh Claypool, Dave Messerly, and Terry Keeney. Now the starting lineup for the home team, the Harlan Cyclones, 20-2, number 3 in 4A, the two-time defending state champions. They will go with, at a four, number 14, Claire Klein, a 5'11 senior, averaging 4.5 points, 3 boards a game. Also to four, number 52, Emma Ehrenholz, a 5'11 senior. And Ehrenholz on the year at just under 7 points, just under 4 boards per game. At center, it's number 44, Taylor Frederick, 4-year starter, headed to South Dakota to play college basketball next year. One of the state's best, 6'1", and a senior, 17.9 points, 9 rebounds a game. And the guards, number 12, Allison Brook, at 5'5", and a junior, 5.6 points per game. And at the point, another 4-year starter, Jordan Mosier, 5'7", and a senior, at 16.2 points per game. The head coach for the Harlan Cyclones is Zach Lawson. So those are your lineups. Harlan in their home white with the red and black trim, red numbers trimmed in black, and the red and black stripes. Marion in their road red with the gold and white trim, the gold stripes down the shorts, and the gold outline of the numbers. Should be fun. This should be a very interesting game. What are you looking for, Steve?
Well, you got experience versus young. You got experience in Harlan. You got Young versus Marion, but Young doesn't mean anything to Marion because they have some shooters, they have some scorers, and a very team-oriented basketball team. So I think you're going to see Young versus Old and experience-wise, but I think once the ball goes up, you're going to have two talented teams that deserve to be here.
Start, I think, is really important for Marion. get off to a good one, get some confidence underneath you. Randy Wright against Taylor Frederick to tip it up in the center circle, and the tap is controlled by Marin as Sophie Ouellette stole it after Harlan got the tap, and Cyclones will drop into a 2-3 zone. Lauby out front, Caitlin Smith. Over comes left wing, down to Lauby. Up top to Chloe Rice. Back to Lauby. She'll try it for three and got it right in front of us.
Yeah, that's a good start. And I'm a little surprised Harlan's in a 2-3, especially with Marion's shooters. And they're going to have some of those opportunities. But, again, they're going to need to hit them. But a good start and a good shot by Mia.
Indians out in front, 3-0. A little bit of half-court trapping pressure. Mosier breaks it, takes it inside, and got fouled right away on the dribble penetration. And I think they're going to get Randy Wright on the reach.
Yep.
That'll be the first on the freshman. That's what Mosier does. She gets to the lane, and if she doesn't get to the basket, she'll kick it out or she'll drop it off a lot to Frederick.
Yeah, you can tell they like to penetrate right now and you kick out, but you see a lot of teams do that. You see more and more of athletic teams that like to penetrate and kick.
First free throw up and good. Second one on the way, got them both. Harlan, a 68% free throw shooting team, and Mosier at 73%, brings Harlan within two at 3-2. They'll stay in the zone. A little 1-2-2 this time, kind of a morphing into a 2-3. Skip pass to Smith. She'll try it for three, almost banked it in, and Mosier collects the rebound in the far side corner. That looked a little nervous right there.
It did. You'll see a lot of that first quarter with teams that a couple shots at banks are off a little bit.
It's going to be Rice on Mosier for Marion. Inside, putting it on the floor, losing it that time was Aaron Holtz, and Marion out of there with it with Chloe Rice. Turnover number one, and the Indians with the 3-2 lead. Rice works at the Lauby over the corner, plays catch with Sophie Ouellette now. On the floor, a drive, no-look pass out to Ouellette. Three-pointer off, no good, but Marion the offensive board. Rice about the Lauby, drive, back to Ouellette. Another three, this one off, no, and Mosier high to get the board.
Well, Marion's getting good looks right now. They're doing a good job passing around the perimeter, getting some good looks, and they'll need to start penetrating the zone a little bit.
Ouellette's second shot looked a lot better than the first one,
dude. It sure did.
Second one had a real chance to go in. Harlan, standing left-hand dribble. Jordan Mosier out front. And Marion playing that man. A drive and a kick outside. Three-pointer on the way. Short, no good. They crash the boards. Turnaround shot up. No good. Too strong. Third effort. Aaron Holtz, no. And the rebound to Randy Wright.
Yeah, good job by Harlan staying with their offensive rebound. But Marion's going to have to do a better job of getting the body right now.
Marion, I think, is going to have the quickness advantage in this game.
I agree.
Rice on the penetration, leaves it for Lauby. They have Wright in the high post right now against his zone. Kick right side, Caitlin Smith. They work near side, off the clear out. Rice going baseline, Wiener no good, too strong. And here comes Harlan the other way, off the rebound there by Claire Klein.
Yeah, and that's uncharacteristic of Rice. Good move to her, but typically you don't see her air ball a shot, so she'll get that corrected.
3-2, Marion with the lead here in the early going, 5-12 to play, game's first quarter. Glad to have you with us this morning from Wells Fargo Arena. Aaron Holtz looks it inside, tried to drop off pass to Frederick, taken out of there by Ouellette, and then she saved it off the leg of a Cyclone. It'll be Marion basketball.
Right now, first quarter with Marion. They got the first shot, by Lauby, Mia Lauby, and that's going to be there for them. So I like to see Mia take more opportunities because they're giving her that look when they move that ball around the zone.
Mosier, Brooke up top for Harlan. On the drive, kick outside, turning down to three was Ouellette. They've got her over in the far corner now. Rice, couple jab steps. Back it comes to Lauby, going one-on-one. Drives in with a stutter dribble, got cut off. Ouellette back up top, Rice. Top of the key, three-pointer, short. Rebound, tipped around, right, had a chance, and then Lauby's going to get called for the foul on the reach.
Yeah, just an aggressive move by Lauby, but you don't want to see a foul about 80 feet away from the floor.
And Marion's going to come in with a couple of subs. Indians will go much deeper than Harlan. Maddie Knapp will come in for the first time. Knapp, 5'3", freshman, and Isabella Sade, 6'2", junior. And Corby Lauby talked about the fact that Bella might get a lot more playing time today.
Yeah, her height, they'll match up well, a lot better with her in. But you're right, they're deep. You're going to see Marion play at least eight or nine kids all night.
Marion with a trapping 2-3 and a blocking foul out front on Smith. Marion's kind of changing defenses on the fly. They show a 2-3, and then they kind of morph out of it a little bit.
Yeah, they're doing some different things right now, and also they're extending it, deeper into the floor.
Lob pass inside to Frederick, broken up by Randy, or make it save from behind, and Marion with a basketball. That's already three turnovers on Harlan. Knapp, Rice, Smith over into the corner to Mialabi as Marion working the perimeter. Sade in that high post. Cross-court pass to Knapp. Fakes, now goes up with a three and bangs it home.
Well, a good start for her, too. Her older sister played at Marion and was a three-point specialist as well.
Knapp, 31% from beyond the arc. Marion with a 6-2 lead here in the early going. Indians back on defense. Bounce pass, left corner. Back it comes to Mosier. Fakes the three, steps in. Open 15-footer, front iron no good. And the rebound out of there to Chloe Rice. Got it away from Frederick, and here comes Lauby up the far boards. Plays catch with Smith. Now back it comes to Rice. At Marion, I think here Steve gets a little lead. They might get him out of the zone. Here's Knapp for two in a row and got it. NBA three from the left wing.
Yeah, I think you're right, Scott. And like I said, I am really surprised that Harlan came out in the 2-3 zone against Marion. That's something we saw what Prairie did, and it burned them. You know, you just cannot play a zone against this Marion team.
9-2 lead. Marion shooting 43% from beyond the arc and 38% overall.
Marion's in a 1-3-1 right now.
Pass inside, tip by Knapp, and stolen away. Marion looks much quicker right now than Harlan does. Rice near side corner, circles it up front. Smith top of the key, back to Knapp, fakes a three, starts to go baseline, cut off, and the pass out front, tipped, and now Marion will reset the offense. Good start for the Indians. Left open, Smith, three-pointer. Ooh, in and out, no good. They fight for it in the weak side, out of bounds, going to go to Marion.
Yeah, Marion's getting good looks off this zone, and they got kids who can knock it down.
For Harlan, Bailey Hansen will come in, and Lexi Hoffman off the Cyclone bench. Hoffman, a 5'8 senior, and Hansen, a 5'5 junior. Off the inbound, Knapp, quick three, short no, and the rebound to Taylor Frederick. She'll bring it up herself. Good ball handler at 6 feet. Over to Hansen, got doubled for a moment. Marion really spreading that 1-3-1.
They are, and they're long. Marion's got long arms, and they take up a lot of space, and they're very active.
Mosier on the dribble drive. Goes up with a floater off the glass. No, and the rebound to Chloe Rice. Spinning in the backcourt. Under two to play, first quarter. Marion up 9-2 over Harlan. Lauby to Knapp in the corner. Frederick comes out on her. Now the Indians will get into the offense. Rice playing catch with Caitlin Smith. Out front, back it comes left of the circle. Into the corner, Lauby a couple of head and shoulder fakes. Looking inside to Sade. Now gets it to Smith as Marion being patient. Corner comes with a minute 20 to play here in the game's first quarter. Lob pass, tipped out of bounds. Good overplay there by Klein.
Yeah, right now Marion's getting a little bit of stagnant on their offense, but they're also being patient. You want to get a good look here. Sometimes too much patience can turn into a turnover.
5'5 guard, sophomore Ellie Harold comes into the Marion lineup. Good shooter, good penetrator. Pass to Knapp, out front, Rice, stutter dribble. Now angles right with it. Gets return pass from Ouellette. Back to the corner, here's Harold. Her first shot is up and good. Marion with their fourth triple. Timeout, Harlan. 30-second timeout going to be taken by the Cyclones as Marion with an early 10-point lead.
Well, right now, Scott, it has everything to do with Marion is confident shooting the outside shot, not scared to take it, but they're also taking advantage of Harlan's 2-3 zone. Harlan's 2-3 zone is not very active. They're not covering space. They're not covering any of the gaps right now. And so Marion has had their way with the zone in terms of getting good outside looks.
This Harlan team it's not as active and as athletic as it was the last 2 years, obviously, when they won the state championships.
No, for sure. It's a different team and different athleticism right now. Marion's not going to get many looks to the basket in terms of driving in, but they are going to get some looks outside. Right now they have the confidence right now to knock them down.
12-2, 10-point Marion lead. Mosier walks it across the timeline for the Cyclones. Goes out front to Hansen. Right-hand dribble. Back to Mosier. Starts a drive. Kick to the corner. Klein. Cross-court pass. Hansen works it over to Hoffman. High post now to Frederick. Starts drive. Splits a double team. Leaning shot no good. And the rebound tip kept alive by Harlan. They'll get another crack at it. And now they go over and back. As a pass deflects off the hands of Lexi Hoffman. And that's turnover number five.
Yeah, right now Harlan's having a tough time adjusting to Marion's 1-3-1. They're not getting good looks, and they're struggling to try to find gaps. But again, Marion's arms are extremely long, and they cover a lot of space.
Marion, tell you what, they look like a team that's been here before, even though they're a bunch of freshmen and sophomores.
They're sure not playing it, you know, confident-wise.
14 seconds to play. Indians will go for the last shot. Rice takes a look at the clock above the basket. Against a 2-3. Kick right side. Harrell, deep three. Going to be short all the way. Deep kicker, though. Loose picked up by Harlan. They've got time. Mosier, pull up three. Didn't get it off, though. And that's it for the first quarter. And a great first quarter for the seventh-rated Marion Indians. They lead number three, Harlan, after one. It's Marion 12, Harlan 2. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Girls State Tournament Action here on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about Comfort Care.
Yes, Bob, winning and Comfort Care go together. With the quality in-home services Comfort Care offers, your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for Comfort Care.
Go with a winner. Go with Comfort Care.
Great first quarter as we welcome you back to the Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Scott Unash, Steve Dozer with you on 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. As we come up on the 12 noon hour, Indians will come out with Chloe Rice, Isabella Sade, along with Ellie Harold, Maddie Knapp, and Sophie Ouellette. Mosier in there, Hansen, Frederick, Klein, and Hoffman in there for Harlan. Here's Mosier, deep NBA three, barely caught the 10, and the rebound to Harold. Long up court pass to Maddie Knapp, flips it up ahead to Ouellette. Starts to drive baseline, cut off by the double team, back to Harold. Open three-pointer, ring it up, or Knapp make it.
Yeah, nice ball movement, and I tell you what, you're right, Scott. Marion's the aggressor getting down the floor right now, and they're beating them up and down both ways.
Maddie Knapp with three threes and 9 points, and it's a 15-2 lead for the Indians. Klein on the drive. Diagonal pass to the corner. Hansen yo-yos it over there. Gets it back now to Mosier. They play catch with it. Feet inside. Stolen away by Sade. Harlan looks bum-fuzzled right now.
They do. That zone is hurting them.
Great look inside, but will that miss Sade on the putback too strong from the weak side.
Two good looks there by Marion. Couldn't capitalize.
Frederick will bring it up. Under seven to play, first quarter. Harlan with only 2 points so far against this. Klein, they feed it inside, right block. Turnaround shot up, no, by Frederick, but she got fouled on the help side.
That's what Harlan needs to do right now, is get it inside and have their post run a little high post and low post, and they haven't been able to figure out Marion's defense right now.
Isabella Sade on the foul, that's her first. Harlan's free throw short, no good. Frederick on the air from the free throw line. Been there a lot, but only 65%. As Aaron Holtz will come back in. Harlan shooting 0%. And missed them both.
That was my basketball career. Zero.
Marion shooting 33%, but 42 from three, and almost went up again. They're going to get a foul on Sade off the miss for going over the back. And here comes Randy right back in.
And that's something, if you're Marion, you don't want to put foul trouble, because if Harlan's not shooting well, getting to the foul line will definitely change the momentum. And for Marion, you definitely don't want to do that.
So 6:28 to play first half. And the lead for Marion at 15-2. Frederick brings it across the timeline with help from Jordan Mosier. Rice comes out to pick her up front. Harlan is starting their offense at 28 feet from the basket.
Well, and Frederick, their post, bringing the ball down. That's tough to start an offense when your post is bringing the ball down.
And it exerts energy,
it
too.
It does.
For your post. Marion really doubling her. Aaron Holt goes baseline. And Aaron Holtz got fouled.
Foul on Lauby.
That's going to be two on Mia now.
Yep. That was not one of her better defensive. She's being aggressive.
Sophie Ouellette back in now, the freshman for Marion. So Marion right now with three freshmen and two sophomores out on the court. Mosier on the give back, drives into the lane, splits a double team, goes up and scores. Right, knifed right through the paint that time. First bucket of the game for Harlan.
Yeah, and this is that's going to help their momentum right now. But Harlan's still staying in that 2-3.
15-4 with Mosier out front along with Brooke. Over to the left wing. High arching three. In and out by Knapp going for a fourth. That looked good.
It looked very good.
Mosier will walk it across the timeline for the Cyclones. Long pass to the corner. Brooke holds it. Gets it up top. And the shot no good off the glass that time by Klein. Tipped out of bounds. Going to go to the Indians. I think you've got good scouting here by Marion. They're letting Klein, they're letting Brooke, and they're letting Aaron Holtz kind of do anything they want.
Yeah, in state tournament too, Scott, it's a different look. You change things up a little bit, and the ball doesn't fall as quick as it does in a smaller gym.
Rice pull-up jumper won't go, just above the free throw line, right? And the rebound comes out deep. Mosier's got another one. 15-4, Marion lead here. 4:56 to play, opening half. Long pass to the corner. Klein, back up top. Ball fake, Brooks steps in. Open 10-footer won't go. Rebound underneath. Good block out there by Caitlin Smith.
Yeah, very good block out. And the guards are going to have to continue to block out with being outsized.
Marion basketball. And they've done this all from three-point land. Rice on the drive, goes up and was fouled as she went out with the left hand.
And, Marion has not, in credit to Harlan, they have not penetrated their zone much so far early on in this half. And they will have to eventually find ways to work inside outside, because a lot of times it's tough to survive in advance when you're shooting threes.
Rice hits the first free throw. Marion, a 71% shooting team, as Ellie Harold will come in for Maddie Knapp. Rice terrific at the line at 84%. That was the first point, first couple of the state tournament for Chloe Rice. Marion extends the lead to 13, Indians 17, Harlan 4. Here at the girls' state basketball tournament, 4A state quarterfinal. Frederick up top between the rings. Leaves it for Brooke, long bounce pass to Mosier. Goes crossover, drives in all the way, half block from behind. Great block by Chloe Rice.
Great block, great timing by Chloe.
And it came right down to Randy Wright. And the Indians will get into the offense, quickly to the corner. Ouellette drives baseline. Leaner, no, might have been partially blocked by Frederick. So if you're going to go in there, you got to go strong.
You have to.
And now Frederick charging down the lane. Good job by Ellie Harold to take the charge.
Yeah, it's kind of a player control coming in, not in control, and Ellie did a nice job, drawing that charge.
Tessa Jordan comes in, the senior, one of the two seniors along with Danny Dunn, 5'11 senior, co-captain. And what a thrill for both Danny and Tessa to get into the state tournament.
Absolutely, and those two work hard. And you know, I know Tessa a little bit, and not a better kid and a harder worker.
And really accepted their roles. Well, that three-pointer got it from the corner. Six threes for Marion, two free throws, and a timeout number two, a 30 for Harlan. I think they got to get out of the zone.
Yeah, for sure. This is, you would think after the fourth one, maybe they would consider it, but Marion is just killing them with the three.
20-4, and I would imagine that's what this timeout is all about over there for head coach Zach Clausen.
Well, you know, I thought maybe when, you know, when they buried some that they'd jump out of it and get into a man, but I think, Scott, if they go man, they're going to have matchup issues. They're not going to be able to stay with Marion's quickness. You know, right now, maybe with the lineup that Marion has in, this would be their chance to go to man. If they're going to do that, now would be the time. They would probably match up better with this group that Marion has on the floor. But, you know, overall, you know, it's tough to match up with a man-to-man.
Well, you take a look at Marion's body language right now. It's all smiles. They're happy. They're laughing. Why not? They're up by 16 points, but confidence will do that to a young team.
Well, it all started on the first one that Mia Lauby hit, and that got the ball going for them.
Marion going to stay in that collapsing 1-3-1. Bounce pass right in the lane. Frederick drives on Jordan. Pull-up jumper, no, and the rebound to Chloe Rice. Harlan shooting 9% as a team. Harold drives left of the lane. Rice, cross-court pass, Smith. Rice right back comes to Smith. Willette wants that ball in the corner. Harold gets it to Sophie. Right back out front on the hook pass. We're down to 2:52 to play here in the opening half. And they are going to stay in the zone here, Steve, 2-3.
Yeah, and, you know, Marion can continue to burn them on it.
Smith steps in. Jumper short, though. And the rebound out of there to Aaron Holtz.
Surprised I haven't seen a little bit of high-low action right now with Harlan. They got a couple girls that they can go in and out. Side or a little high-low elbow block.
And an unforced error. Pass to the sideline. Goes through the hands of Aaron Holtz. Turnover number 8 for the Cyclones. As Bailey Hansen will come back in. And it'll be Clara Klein checking out the Cyclone lineup.
Well, and they're able to do it right now with Mia Lauby out too, Scott. She's got two fouls. Coach took her out. And they're going to try to ride her to halftime without her coming in.
Different zone. 1-3-1 now Harlan's going to go with. Rice behind the back dribble. Bounce to the corner. Willette open three. Oh, no good. They fight for it in the weak side. And coming out of there with it, but losing it on the high dribble on the far sideline that time was Allison Brooke. Ninth Harlan turnover. I have Marion for none.
Yeah, they've been very efficient so far on both ends of the floor. And you're right, Scott, right now Harlan has a 1-3-1. And right now for them, for Marion, you know, you're still going to get some good looks if you get some good ball movement.
Harlan is shooting 8%. 8% in the first half. Indians shooting 27% as a team, but 38% from beyond the arc. Now Harlan's going to extend that zone here a little bit and chase.
Yeah, Marion held it out, took some time off the clock.
Rice back door to Harold. Pop-up jumper left a short front iron and the rebound to Mosier. I think they caught Marion kind of off guard that time.
They did, and Coach Lobby wasn't happy with
that. Oh, Mosier travel, got away with it, put up the shot, and no good, but the putback good by Aaron Holtz.
Yeah, Coach wanted to travel too and should have got a travel call.
20-6. Rice, long bounce pass up top. They'll collapse on Smith. Back it comes. DeCloy now with 1:10 to play here in the first half.
This is a time for Marion to start attacking the basket.
There they did. Willette over to Jordan. Jumper. Oh, in and out. No. And the rebound of the Cyclones. All the things that Harlan has had go wrong, they are still only down 14.
Yep.
Mosier to Brooke in the corner. They play catch with it. Back it comes to Mosier. Cross-court pass to Hansen. Starts in the drive, yo-yos the dribble, goes crossover. No-look bounce pass inside to Frederick. Turnaround 10-footer in and out. Rebound out of there to Willette. And the ball tipped away from behind, out of bounds. Almost tripped the ref. And then he almost tripped into Maddie Knapp.
You know, right now I know Mia's on the bench, but this might be some time to put Mia in for an offensive look here. You know, as you're coming down, he's got Knapp in now, which will help. give them a little offensive look as well. But, you know, it looks like Harlan's going to stay in that 1-3-1. They're going to come out at them. So Marion's going to have to be a little more aggressive now offensively.
Indians probably will go for one. Spinning out front, Knapp. Hits it back to Rice. He'll double her. Jump pass, it comes to Knapp. In this 1-3-1, skip pass, cross court, Smith, bounce to the corner. Plays catch with the Will Ladd, pass tip, picked back up by Rice. Turns the corner, drives, kick to the corner. Here's Knapp, three-pointer, in and out. Oh,
boy, that was, I thought that was in for sure.
10 seconds to go, Frederick going down court, trying to get it
off
to Hanson.
Ooh.
Out of bounds, they're going to say Harlan ball. With 5.9 to go. Big possession here.
It is. It's going to be momentum for Marion or momentum for Harlan going in.
Inbound, Klein. Gets it, give and go. Back to Klein on the drive. Takes it inside. Lost it against Jordan. And that will do it for the first half of play. Well, you couldn't have scripted it any better. Low scoring first half. And we're at the break with the Marion Indians on top of two-time defending state champion Harlan. It's the Indians 20 and Harlan 6. We'll talk halftime when we come back to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines after this two-minute timeout as you're listening to Girls State Tournament Basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here on the gym.
I can tell you as a vet that I was going out to go build a deck when I got back from Afghanistan, and I went down to one of the big box stores that had always had a military discount and got all my stuff and came up with 2.5 carts full of stuff to start building a deck. And pulled out my military ID, and the person at the front counter said, well, we don't do military discounts anymore. And I said, well, you've got a lot of stuff to put away. I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. Our military discount, that's forever. We owe it to all of our vets and those who serve us every day. It's 15% off all materials. For veterans, current military members, police, firefighters, first responders, it's what we have to provide. This is who we are. This is what we represent. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street in Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Dapper gentlemen in black overcoats. Stylish ladies in wool coats with shiny buttons. Off to work, off to market, and always glancing at their wristwatch to stay on schedule. When Hertin and Stocker Jewelers was fresh on the scene in the 40s, a watch was a functional piece for telling time, but the concept of time is design was just taking off. Heritage brands like Movado, Citizen, and Tissot started creating bold artistic timepieces for men and women, the perfect marriage of beauty and technology. You'll find these brands along with others like Tavan, Daniel Wellington, and American-made Bel Air at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers today. With so many different design choices, you'll find something that suits you or someone special waiting for you at Hertin and Stocker. Stop by and see what's ticking in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers at the corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Time at the girls state basketball tournament in Des Moines at the Wells Fargo Arena, and the score at the break, number 7 Marion all over number 3 Harlan, 20-6. We'll get the official halftime stats coming up for you in just a little bit. The halftime entertainment going on right now, you got Pleasant Valley and Ankeny dance teams that are out here performing. And very interesting first half, kind of a strange first half, as you have Marion with 6 field goals, Harlan with 2. Marion's are all triples in the first half. And for Harlan, they have scored basically one basket and one putback. That is it. The Cyclones just could not solve Marion's 1-3-1.
No, they could not. And Harlan really struggled with their 1-3-1 when Marion switched to that. Never got a good look out of it. And Marion is so long defensively and offensively for Marion, you know, boy, it just started with Lauby's, you know, three-point shot, Knapp, and then you had Harold in there. So, I mean, a lot of kids, they have weapons, Scott. They can shoot, and people may say you can't win on threes. You know, it's tough to win on threes, but for Marion, that's like a 15-foot shot for them. It's not really That is in their wheelhouse, and Coach Lobby wants them to shoot those shots when they're open.
A lot of people thought this might be a bad matchup for Marion going up against the height of Harlan. I think it's been the other way around, like you just talked about so far.
Absolutely. Right now, the athletic team is Marion. The team defensively, athletically is Marion. The team offensively is Marion. What you're going to see, though, Scott, I think second half, is you're going to see Harlan. I think they're going to really extend their zone or come out and play some man-to-man because, half that Marion gave, they'll protect the ball. Marion will work the ball around more if they need to, but I think you're going to see Harlan come out a lot more aggressively and pick him up at half court or extend that even more.
Well, I think you saw a little sneak preview. It's going to come up with that 1-3-1 trap there in the last couple minutes of the first half from Harlan.
Yeah, and if you're Marion, you have to be ready to attack. That's something they want to do anyway, and they weren't able to on their 2-3 zone. But they're going to have some opportunities with those guards to attack. But it's not easy going in there with Frederick down, below in the middle. So I think right now Coach Lobby is probably talking to them about what they need to do as they extend that pressure.
You also know they're not the two-time defending state champions for nothing. You know they're going to come at you with a run sometime.
That's right. And, what team can you say has been here? Ankeny back in the day. But what team has been here in the championship game three times in a row, and that's who you play first round. So, all the credit first half definitely goes to Marion and their start for sure.
First half scoring looks like this for the Marion Indians. Maddie Knapp leading the way off the bench with three three-pointers and a total of 9 points. Knapp came in averaging just under 5 points per game and a 31% three-point shooter. She's been deadly in that first half of play. And then three apiece for Sophie Ouellette. Mia Lauby got things started with a three-pointer, and Ellie Harold off the bench with a three-pointer. Chloe Rice with a couple of free throws for Marion's total of 20. For Harlan in the first half, Jordan Mosier with 4. Emma Ehrenholtz with 2, and that's it. Taylor Frederick, All-Stater, almost averaging a double-double, averaging 18 points, 9 rebounds a game, didn't score in the first half.
No, she didn't get a good look either to score. And I think some of the length out front, they used her up front to get the offense going. So that, I don't know if that's something that she did all year long, but I don't think Harlan has seen the length of what the Marion defense and the guards have.
Marion up 20-6 here at the halftime break. We'll get the official halftime numbers coming your way here in just a moment. Again, first of two today. We've got the Linmar Lions coming up, as Linmar will take on Indianola, and that will be getting underway. We'll have a short break between games, and then we will have that one for you here on KGYM. First half shooting. I'll give the shooting, you get the rebounding.
Okay.
How's that? Shooting in the first half, Marion didn't light it up really either. 6 of 25 for 24%, but 6 of 17. All 6 were three-pointers, and the Indians shot 35% from beyond the arc. And Marion at the free throw line, a perfect 2 out of 2 in the first half of play. For Harlan, 2 of 15, 13%, 0 for 3 from beyond the arc, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for a total of 50% so far in the ball game. The official turnovers, yes, Marion did not have a turnover in that first half, and they have Harlan actually with one more than I have. They have Harlan with 10 turnovers in that first half of play. Marion with 6 steals and then a couple of blocks in that first half as well, one by Randy Wright and the other by Isabella Sade. Marion with 6 assists, no assists yet for the Harlan Cyclones. And I'll let you go over the rebounding.
Well, right now for Marion, they have a total of 13 rebounds, 10 defensive and 3 offensive, led by Chloe Rice with 3. And on the other hand, for Harlan, they have 20 rebounds, 16 defensive and 4 offensive, led with by Jordan Mosier with 8. So, right now, fairly even right now, but the guards are going to have to be rebounders for sure for Marion, and that's something they're familiar with. I mean, they don't have a huge physical lineup, so they know they have to be the aggressor, more athletic on rebounding.
Harlan coming out pretty quick out of the halftime tunnel as they get ready for second half play, and Marion Indians have not made their way back out as of yet here. And I thought Harlan would be in there a little bit longer going over some things. But they're a veteran team. They've been here before. Zach Clausen probably doesn't have to say a whole lot to get their attention.
No, I don't think so. And the girls probably know it too. My guess is they're going to fine-tune some things, but it's going to have to be fine-tuning on both ends, Scott. It's not going to be just defensively, because offensively they have to find an answer there too, because they are not getting good looks, and there has been really no flow to Harlan's offense at all so far.
Marion on top, 20-6. Winner gets Pella coming up on Friday, and that will be the 11:45 game. If Marion wins, we'll be on the air at 11:30, coming your way on Friday morning from back here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And, of course, the boys' field is now set. We will be covering for you next week these teams, 2A, the Anamosa Blue Raiders, Class 3A, Cedar Rapids Xavier Saints, and the Solon Spartans after the upset of Mount Vernon. And at 4A, Iowa City West, as the Trojans go back for the sixth straight year after the win over City High last night. And what a game. We had the privilege of calling that first one between, between Lindbar and Cedar Falls.
I tell you what, Scott, in my last 10 or 15 years, I've not seen a better ball game that had passion, that had, physical game. Every possession counts, and it goes overtime. Coaches are really into it. Players are really into it. And then to see Bohannon have his last high school game and score 44 points. And you talk about somebody that was in the zone. He was definitely in the zone. And I could have easily watched another five quarters if they, of overtimes with that team. Because I tell you what, credit to Cedar Falls and Lindmar on a outstanding, and if you were there to watch, boy, it's $6, Scott, and I think we got about $100 worth of entertainment.
I would agree. But we're at girls' state basketball tournament right now, and Marion on top at the halftime break, 20-6. We'll take a 90-second break, come back with the third quarter after this. You're listening to coverage of the girls' state basketball tournament on KGYM.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kid's social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and cost. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back with you here at the Girls State Basketball Tournament as we get ready for half number two. The Marion Indians on top of two-time defending state champion Harlan, 20-6. And Marion will come out with their starting five. It'll be Ouellette inbound to Rice against the attacking 1-3-1 defense of Harlan. Randy right in there. Lauby, pass tip, stolen away. Mosier comes up with it, two-on-one break. Bounce pass right of the lane, broken up nicely. Diving in there, Mia Lauby to break it up.
Yeah, right now, Scott, you're going to see trapping 1-3-1 from Harlan. I think they're going to stay in it right now. And if you're Coach Lauby, you got to be a little bit concerned on how those kids react to that change.
Inbounds, three-pointer on the way. Brooke, no good. And the rebound underneath to Marion. Smith, though, trapped in the backcourt. Finally gets it up ahead to Rice. See if Marion pushes it. To the corner, here's Wright, splits defenders, drives in, and was fouled going up. See who that foul's going to be on.
Good move by Wright, by the freshman, to be attacking. Sometimes when you're a freshman, and of course this is all a young team, you're kind of scared to make mistakes. And then, you know, good to see Randy Wright be aggressive.
First points for the freshman, Randy Wright, the six-footer. And the lead extended.
Well, that's good hustle on the other end by Mia Albee, too, to
save two points.
She did.
22-6. Mosier pushing it ahead with the power dribble, takes it into the double team. Over to Klein, who picked up that last foul. Marion morphs back into the 1-3-1. Here's Klein for a three-pointer off the right side, no good. Mosier with the rebound, put back blocked, though, by Wright. Marion in transition, open court. Here's Chloe Rice, 3-on-2. Rice all the way down the lane, had it blocked going up. Ouellette flies in to get the offensive board, though, for the Indians. And Marion will get another shot at it, up 22-6. Trap, cross-court pass. Lobby on the dribble drive to the corner. Skip pass over the top. Over it comes to Ouellette. Wide open three, front iron, no. Rebound, tipped around, picked up by Harlan. Lead pass to Mosier. She'll collect it. Stops at the free throw line. Waits back. Open three, almost banked in, though, by Hansen, who starts the second half for Harlan. Off the miss, here comes Marion.
Marion's done a good job so far reversing the ball on the offense and making their zone work.
Smith, skip pass, good ball movement over the baseline. Ouellette, pop-up jumper, got the roll from 15.
You know, it was a nice shot, but, boy, she had a layup, too, because due to, you know, Marion's great, great ball movement offensively, they're going to get a lot of good looks if they keep moving that ball around.
That's what you got to do. You got to skip pass, reverse it quickly.
Yep, and look to shoot right away.
On the drive all the way in, Klein stripped and fouled going up. She'll get a couple of free throws. First foul of the half on the Indians.
Randy Wright.
Yep, her second. Wright with two, Lauby with two, and Isabella Sade with two. And free throws upcoming, and Klein hits the first one. Her first point for the Cyclones. Here, Claire Klein, a 5'11 senior, averaging about 4.5 a game, got them both. And here comes the pressure. A little Mosier pressure, and shows it, now we'll back it up. Lauby angles the dribble. Now yo-yos it back at the left point. Rice out front. Long bounce pass. They play catch with it. And the pass tipped loose and intercepted by Harlan. Hansen in the front court to Mosier. As Marion turns it over for the second time. Hansen a bounce inside to Frederick. Off balance shot good. And her first points come at the 5:40 mark of the third quarter.
Yeah, right now Coach Lobby wants him to move the ball and do a better job passing that ball and get some movement.
24-10 in favor of Marion. They've led the whole way in this one. It was close at 3-2. Rice on the drive, got bumped, played on, and got the layup.
And that's something she's been trying to do the whole game, Scott, is attack and finish. And here that was a good opportunity, and she did capitalize and finished.
First field goal, Rice now with four. Bounce pass inside to Frederick, and Wright picks up her third on the push.
Yeah, she beat Randy Wright to the spot, and just a step behind, which caused a foul.
And we're going to have Isabella Sade come into the Marion lineup. And she's got two fouls. See what the Indians do off the out-of-bounds play. Lozier looking, left of the glass, and finally lobs it in. They bounce it right of the lane to Frederick. Turns, puts it up. Oh, they got a foul on Sade, and it looked like a pretty good block.
Yeah, that definitely looked like all ball, and I would hate to say, you know, from our angle, we had a good angle. We actually got pretty good bird's eye view here, and it definitely looked all ball.
Well, now what do you do if you're Corby Lauby? That's three fouls on your two posts.
Well, I think you ride it out with her right now, and because he has a little depth, and you got Tessa Jordan, and, you know, as well that can play. So I think you ride it out, and hopefully she can adjust a little bit.
Second free throw, flips in and out, and the rebound to Mia Lauby. 26-11 lead right now for Marion. Ouellette, quick three from the corner, ring it up. Nope, they're going to say a two. Well, yep, two. Well, now one official has a three and the other has a two. So I'm not sure what they gave Sophie there. And pass too tall over the head of Hansen, thrown out of bounds.
Well, they're at 26 before, correct?
So it's the three.
It looks like a three they gave him.
So one official outdid the other two. Marion by 18. 29-11. Harlan still shooting only 12% in the game. Far corner, Smith lobs it to Ouellette. Quick pass to the corner. Here's Lauby, three-pointer, front iron, no. And the rebound comes out deep, picked up by Mosier. Weaving through traffic, two on two. Spins, had it poked away from behind by Rice. And then Chloe fouled. And almost toppled right into us.
She did. You got to save her from coming completely over.
And Claire Klein picks up her second foul. And team foul number two. I think I get an assist on that.
You did. You held her up by her one shoe. Shoelace catch, as they say, right?
That's right. Ooh, cross-court pass. Dangerous one. Almost intercepted, but Marion gets it back.
And that's been close, too, for a lot of them. Those cross-court passes are difficult.
Sage just threw one away, and here comes Harlan. Lob inside in the right block to Brooke, and then she was fouled. That's going to be three on Mia Lauby.
You know, Scott, there's a difference between a cross-court pass and a skip pass. And in my opinion, the cross-court passes are very dangerous because you're not really looking to shoot. You're just moving the ball, and Mary needs to move the ball around the perimeter more than the cross-court pass. Skip pass is for a shot.
So now Marion will bring in Tessa Jordan, Ellie Harold, and Maddie Knapp coming into the game. Inbound to Frederick. She'll spin free throw line. Double kick to the corner. Open three on the way. Good by Jordan Mosier.
Well, and Harlan's done everything they needed to do. Be a lot more aggressive and find different ways to score. And right now they're doing that.
29-14. Cross-court pass. Knapp tipped into the backcourt. Stolen away. Two-on-one break. All the way down. Layup. Good. I tell you, that was kind of a bad break. Mosier actually got in the way and tripped Rice into the shooter.
That's exactly what it was. Their feet got tripped up, which she fell, which would have been a no-call, but then she fell into the shooter's shot, and that caused a foul.
And it'll be on the line, Brooke. And can't cap off the three-point play. And the rebound out of there to Marion. Lead at 13. It's a precarious lead. And they're going to get a 30-second timeout. And I think a good one here by Corby Lauby.
Very good timeout. Very good timeout by Coach.
Trying to find out who that last foul. They did give it to Chloe Rice. So it's 29-16. And I think Corby Lauby wants to talk a little bit about attacking this 1-3-1.
Yeah, they need to attack it differently right now. They're doing too much cross-court and Harlan's doing a good job in that 1-3-1, being more aggressive, being in the passing lanes. And, you know, again, a skip pass is you can get a skip pass, look to shoot, but cross courts are, coaches aren't big fans of cross court passes because too many things can go wrong.
So, after the timeout, 29-16 in favor of Marion. They've led the whole way. And it'll be Indian basketball here. Rice Ouellette, Tessa Jordan, Caitlin Smith, and Maddie Knapp into the game right now for the Marion Indians. They trap Knapp. Her 42nd three of the year. Marion back to a 16-point lead. Mosier, cross-court, Brooks. She'll try it for three. Right to the circle, no good. Hanson, the offensive board, turns down the shot, kicks it back out. Mosier drops it inside. Leaner up, no good that time by Frederick, trying to keep it alive. And out of there with it comes Marion. As we'll let Frederick got tangled up for a moment. Cross-court pass quickly to the corner. Smith for two in a row. Left that one short. Jordan with the rebound. Jordan back up. Oh. No, left it short. And then the foul. She may have been too wide open.
Yeah, and she put the ball down too. Put a dribble down, and all she had to do was go back up with it. But, good rebound by Tessa, but you got to capitalize on those.
Team foul number six. So Harlan is going to be shooting for the last 10.5 minutes of this game. 32-16, Marion on top, 2:25 to play here in the game's third quarter.
Yeah, Marion's kind of doing a 1-3-1 right now and extending that zone.
Tell you what, Frederick trying to go inside. They're going to get a foul on Jordan. And Frederick's doing all the shoving.
Yeah, that's a little surprised by the call there because Jordan right now or Frederick is doing a lot of pushing and displacing Tessa off her spot. So, but sometimes it's not the first thing you see as official. It's the last thing you see.
One and the bonus, and Frederick so far only one out of four this afternoon, and make it one out of five. The deep kicker, though, comes out to Mosier. And Harlan will reset it. 32-16, Marion on top. Coming up on the 2:05 point here in the third quarter, and there's the five-second closely guarded count. Good job by Chloe Rice.
Yep, good job, and, you know, Harlan player was just taking too long trying to direct the offense as she's being heavily guarded.
Randy Wright for Jordan, and Wright will come back in with three fouls. Wright three, Lauby three, Sade three. And some three-quarter court pressure. Long cross-court pass tipped away and stolen by Frederick. Frederick driving in. Pull-up jumper. Got it left in the lane on a 10-footer.
Yeah, these cross-court passes right now are hurting Marion right now to get in the flow. Harlan's doing a good job of getting there, being in the passing lane.
Right over in the far corner. Trapp picks it up, looking for some help. Gets it out top to Rice. And she'll set up the offense. Now they move Smith up top over to Harold. Right wing, three, too strong on the line driver, and a rebound to Mosier. Mosier leading the break, three on two, and she'll circle it back out. With Maddie Knapp all over her, and they're going to get a foul on Knapp. Yeah. Right now, team fouls are 8-2, and that's what Corby Lauby is pointing out to the officials.
Yeah, she got her hand. You know, they're trying to call more and more of that. I don't know if... got, you know, reach and try to keep her from penetrating.
The left-hander, Mosier on the line. One in the bonus. Up right through. And Mosier now with eight. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again this afternoon. Second free throw. In and out. No good. And Sophie Willett clears the board for Marion. Indians, precarious 13-point lead. Harlan coming out, net 1-3-1, extending it. Willett, far sideline, plays catch with Smith. Bounce up top to Rice. Now it's Marion starting their offense way out. Here's Harold, turns, puts up the deep three, no good.
Knapp, I think.
Yep, oh, you're right, Knapp.
I tell you what, right now, Scott, they have not even looked at penetrating their zone right now, and they need to because they're not going to survive on all three looks at this point. They need to get to the basket and draw some fouls.
Marion's only shooting 27%. Coming in, right,
defense.
With the block on Claire Klein. Indians need a bucket. Lead at 13. 32-19. I'd like to see Rice put it on the floor.
Yeah, I'd like to see her drive more to the basket or Smith right now because they haven't even come close to penetrating that zone.
20 seconds to play. Rice stutter dribble. Jump pass overcomes left side. Three-pointer going to be way short and chased down there by Harlan. Threes are starting to come up short here for Marion.
Yeah, right now this quarter has been Harlan's.
Mosier had it stolen away. 5 seconds to play. Rice trying to beat the horn in a reach foul and probably a good one and a smart one there for Allison Brook.
Very smart because right now, Scott, that's on the floor foul. They're not in the bonus. And so they have 2.5 seconds to get a good shot off. So that was a very good foul.
Ellie Harold will come in. Randy Wright checks out. Indians up by 13. Low scoring affair this afternoon, 32-19. Lob pass out front. Smith off the dribble. Steps in. Fires a jumper short at the horn. Through three. Marion, 32. And Harlan, 19. And we'll come back with the fourth quarter from Des Moines after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Girls State Tournament Basketball right here on the gym.
How you doing, everybody? Bob Brooks here with Julie Connect Tao, talking football, talking wins, talking about comfort care.
Yes, Bob, winning and comfort care go together with the quality in-home services comfort care offers. Your loved one wins.
And you win by getting quality time back with your loved one.
A win-win, yes, indeed. Call Comfort Care, 294-3527. That's 294-3527 for comfort care.
Go with a winner. Go with comfort care.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Back with you at the Girls State Basketball Tournament in Des Moines. We start the fourth and final quarter here from Wells Fargo Arena. Oh. Near steal by Rice. Got in the passing lane, but Harlan gets it. Frederick free throw line. Over it comes. Right baseline. Backing her way in. Aaron Holtz shot no good. Put back. Locked in there nicely by Mia Lauby. But Marion gives it right back. Up top. Mosier. Top of the key. Three. And got it.
Boy, that's something they haven't done all game long is hit that three. But right now they're getting Frederick more involved inside. And if you can hit outside with Frederick or inside, that's going to be tough for Marion to handle the inside presence.
Marion up by 10. Closest Harlan's been in a while, and a reach foul called on the Rice penetration. And that might have been what Corby Lauby talked about at the quarter break.
Yeah, they needed to. They needed to do something different because their offense was extending out to 25 feet, and that's it's tough to score when your offense is hanging at the 25-foot mark.
Rice in there along with Lauby, Harold, Sade back in along with Caitlin Smith. For the Indians against the attacking 1-3-1. Smith turns down the three in the corner, spinning, dangerous pass, but Harold gets it out of there to Rice. You got to put a stake in the defending champions. Here's Lauby with the leaner, lost her balance going in, and out of bounds, it'll go to Harlan, and Corby Lauby wants the foul.
Yeah, you know, he wants the foul there, but again, they haven't let anything get to the basket, so they're going to have to penetrate, kick, penetrate, or dump it off right now.
Hanson, Aaron Holtz, Klein, Mosier, and Frederick in right now for Harlan. Aaron Holtz looking to dump it inside. Marion really doubling down at Frederick. Lob pass stolen by Sade. Good job of running. Oh, we got an offensive foul on Sade. That's terrible.
Wow, that is terrible. Wow, she did a good job, and all she did is bring it to her chest and pivot, and they call an offensive foul. That's not a good call.
And that's the fourth on Sade. To 22. With 6:40 to play, and Marion's got some serious foul trouble. Mosier to inbound, looking. Finally gets it into a wide open Hanson for three, and she hits. You knew the run was coming, and here it comes.
Yeah, this is the wrong time for the run, but Marion's been in this position before.
32-25. Who's going to take over for the Indians? Lauby puts it on
Traveled.
The floor and fouled. I think got
nope,
bailed out.
Foul, yep.
Hanson with the foul, her first, team's fifth. As Brooke will come back into the Harlan lineup. So a run right now by the Cyclones of 14-7. We'll say an elongated run. How's that?
This is a big possession right now for Marion. See if they can get something going here offensively.
Right now, Marion's just throwing it around the perimeter.
And those usually turn into turnovers.
Rice, couple jab steps, and there's a foul on Mosier. Two hands on the waist. Her second, team foul number six. Marion is a terrific free throw shooting team at 71%, and the next one will put them on the line.
Yeah, and right now, you know, coach wants them to attack on those guards and hopefully draw some more reaches.
Marion basketball. Rice dribbling out front, trapped in the double team, gets it left wing. Lauby goes baseline, in all the way, blocked by Aaron Holtz out of bounds.
You know, Lauby did the good thing, you know, trying to attack, make something happen. But, again, there's Frederick down there, and she does not let much into the lane.
Marion's going to get a timeout. Indians shooting 24%. Harlan up to 30% right now, and a 30-second timeout being taken here by Corby Lauby. And Marion leaves them with three. Harlan with three as well.
Both teams have three, and that'll be – they'll use them. I mean, you got 5:55 left, and Marion's got to figure out a way right now to get a little flow going offensively to get some buckets here. And, boy, I tell you what, right now they're getting it inside to Frederick. They're going to have to figure out an answer. And then now, you know, Harlan's starting to – they're not at 9% anymore. I mean, they're definitely getting some better looks and shooting a lot better this half.
I want to send out a – oh, hi to all our Marion fans listening in, but also to Caitlin Kramer. Got an email from her. And she's going to be doing some international basketball, trying out for some international and national basketball. As a shot put up, no good. And here comes Harlan the other way and said she was going to be listening in. Former Marion Indian.
Good deal.
Harlan basketball. Bounce inside, right block. Frederick blocked from behind, got it back. Blocked again, foul. And she'll go to line for two more. That foul's going to be charged to Ellie Harrell. And double bonus the rest of the way. And she can cut it down to a five-point game, but has been ice cold from the free throw stripe.
Well, she's definitely a nice player. You can see why she's scoring 16, 17 points a game.
Got the second one. Put it right through. All her points in the second half, she's got six.
Well, now you're seeing Harlan come out in a full court man-to-man, or full court zone press.
Smith's pass tip. Lauby gets it. Throws it away at the center line. Two-on-two break. Lob pass down low. Mosier's leaner won't go. Got her own rebound. Back up. Hits the underside of the ring. And the rebound out of there to Rice. Picks it up in the backcourt. Long up court pass. Comes to Maddie Knapp. She's trapped along the sideline, gets it out of there, down to Rice. 5:08 to play. Into the corner, Lauby. Diagonal pass back up top between the circles with 5 minutes to play. Rice back to Lauby, fakes, drives inside, goes up with a shot, rimming, won't go, and the rebound loose. Lauby had it, Frederick goes for it, and here comes Harlan.
I'd like to see Lauby. They're giving her the outside shot, and she's a good shooter. I'd like to see her extend them out by shooting a couple.
Here's the lob pass inside, broken up by Wright. And the out-of-bounds to Harlan as they'll bring in Claire Klein for Aaron Holtz. 4:34 yet to play, and Marion up by six. But the lead was once 16. Inbound to Frederick. Spins in the lane. Turnaround shot, no good. Got away with an over back, got away with a reach, and they finally get a foul on Frederick. And, of course, the Harlan fans hate it.
No, and, you know, whether that one wasn't, but she got away with a foul before that possession.
And it should be the one and one.
Yeah, these one-on-one front ends right now are extremely important for Marion because time stopped, which isn't in their favor, but they need to capitalize when they get to the free throw line.
Right at 73%, and she'll have the one-and-one. Two for two this afternoon is right. Freshman's free throw, good. How about that? Ice water in the veins.
Absolutely. We saw her play against Linmar at the five-season center, and you wouldn't know she's a freshman.
Second one up, missed it, and the deep kicker chased down by Brooke. She'll bring it up with a right-hand power dribble. Weaves her way through traffic. It bounced down on the right block. Back it comes out front to Frederick. She'll try the three. Oh, she banked
wow,
it.
Wow, bank three from her, too. Wow. Four-point game.
33-29. Knapp trapped in the backcourt right in front of us, and a reach foul called. That'll be the eighth team foul. They had her trapped, and they actually bailed her out.
Yeah, they did. They had her and almost committed a turnover, but a little reach there, and didn't you always want your kids, when you get them trapped, mirror the ball and without reaching. It's tough to do, though.
Brooke gets the second foul of the night for her of the day. Aaron Holtz back in for Harlan. They go a little offense for defense. And now Marion trying to get Sophie Ouellette in there, but after the one-and-one by Maddie Knapp. Knapp with nine, all on threes, all in half number one. Free throw on the way, in and out. Aaron Holtz with the rebound, and Harlan can pull within one. The experienced team starting to show right now against the inexperienced team.
Yeah.
Frederick doubled its free throw line. Backs her way in. Kicks it out to Mosier. Left wing high arching three. Can't get the roll. And the rebound to Smith underneath. Picked up the dribble and calls a timeout. Got the timeout taken. And we'll take one as well. With 3:42 remaining in the game. Marion on top, 33-29 over the Harlan Cyclones. Back in a minute. You're listening to Girls State Tournament Basketball on KGYM.
I can tell you as a vet that I was going out to go build a deck when I got back from Afghanistan, and I went down to one of the big box stores that had always had a military discount and got all my stuff and came up with 2.5 carts full of stuff to start building a deck and pulled out my military ID, and the person at the front counter said, "Well, we don't do military discounts anymore." And I said, "Well, you've got a lot of stuff to put away." I'm Brad Stork with Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. Our military discount, that's forever. We owe it to all of our vets and those who serve us every day. It's 15% off all materials. For veterans, current military members, police, firefighters, first responders, it's what we have to provide. This is who we are. This is what we represent. Bachmeyer Carpet One, 3402 Merchant Street in Coralville, across from Tyson's.
Back with you here at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. Clear up the one thing, though, as Harlan puts on the pressure here. As Marion brings it up over in the corner, driving baseline, will let in all the way and scores off the board.
Boy, that is a big score for them, too. That is something Marion desperately needed.
It was not Caitlin Kramer. It's Kristen Kramer. I'm sorry, Kristen. I had Caitlin Smith on my mind. It's Kristen Kramer, the former Indian that's listening. Here's Mosier, NBA, deep three, off the front iron, no good. Rebound, tipped out, deep, picked up by Rice. Dribbles her way out of the double team. Long up court pass to Smith. 3 minutes to play in the game, and Marion up by six. They're going to bring it out here a little bit. And there's a reach foul on Mosier, who disagreed.
Yep, she reached. She definitely reached, and good call by the official.
Her third, and I think Marion will take all day sending Chloe Rice to the line.
Absolutely. And
as Aaron Holtz will come back into the Cyclone lineup. 2:57 to play. Marion on top by seven, trying to make it eight. 5 points for Rice, and in and out on the second, but Lauby fighting for the rebound, couldn't save it. It's out of bounds to Harlan.
Now, if you're Marion, you know, you don't want to foul, but you want them to work for every good shot or any shot that Harlan has, because Marion does not want to stop this clock right now and put him in double bonus.
Pass inside, and Frederick gets an easy two. Sade went for the steal and came up empty. Frederick at 8, full court pressure, 2:35 to play, 36-31. Diagonal pass quickly to front court. They got a breakaway underneath, and Sade gets the layup off the assist from Lauby.
Nice job by Marion breaking the press, and they broke it right in the middle, and that's what you want to do.
First two for the All-State volleyballer. Aaron Holtz for three, and hits it from the corner, and a quick Harlan timeout. How about that from Aaron Holtz? Who is? Well, let's take a look. From three-point land, 5 out of 9 on the year. Looked good on that one.
Well, she sure did. She wasn't scared to put it up either. And, you know, it's a 4-point lead for Marion right now. And, you know, just when you think Marion kind of got that extra bucket to buy him some time, they come down Harlan again. Their experience shows, and hit some big shots.
38-34. We'll take a 30-second timeout. 30 seconds for this. You're listening to the Girls State Basketball Tournament on KGYM.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
With 2:17 to play, Marion holding on to a 4-point lead after the Harlan timeout. Full court pressure. They will not face guard the inbound passer. Marion trying to get it in. They finally do to Rice. With Mosier on her, spins her way out of the trap, picks it up in backcourt, gets it ahead to Lauby. She'll push it up the left sideline. Mia into the corner to Willette, and Marion gets into the offense. And Mosier, first one good, 2:03 to play. Rice gets it, and it's 39-34 Indians. Second one, right through. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 40-34. Both teams are in the double bonus now. 10-plus fouls. Each team with two timeouts left. Marion on defense in that 1-3-1. Bounce pass, Aaron Holtz in the corner. Willette comes out on her. Hansen on the high catch goes down to a knee to keep the dribble alive, and Harlan's going to have to take a timeout. And we'll take our final in-game timeout. We'll take a minute break with a minute 45 remaining in this 4A state quarterfinal. Marion 40, Harlan 34, back in a minute here on KGYM.
Dapper gentlemen in black overcoats. Stylish ladies in wool coats with shiny buttons. Off to work, off to market, and always glancing at their wristwatch to stay on schedule. When Hertine and Stocker Jewelers was fresh on the scene in the 40s, a watch was a functional piece for telling time, but the concept of time is design was just taking off. Heritage brands like Movado, Citizen, and Tissot started creating bold, artistic timepieces for men and women, the perfect marriage of beauty and technology. You'll find these brands, along with others like Tavan, Daniel Wellington, and American-made Bel Air at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers today. With so many different design choices, you'll find something that suits you or someone special waiting for you at Hertine & Stocker. Stop by and see what's ticking in those famous windows at Hertine & Stocker Jewelers at the corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Off the timeout, they get it inside to Frederick, and a nice spinning jump shot from the heart of the lane for Frederick, who's got 10. And just like that, the pressure put on. 40-36. Marion with the lead. Jump pass into front court. Sophie Willette holds it. Goes baseline, drives in all the way, layup good, took it right at Frederick.
Boy, she has done a couple big possessions for them, especially as a freshman too, and not scared to make something happen here.
42-36, Frederick turns high post, triple team, back to Bailey Hansen. Her jump pass deflected by Rice, stolen away, lead pass, Rice all the way up, layup, in and out, no good. And we've got a jump on the rebound, and it will stay with Marion. Oh, the arrow kind to the Indians.
Well, that was a nice nice steal and an up pass by Smith up to Schmidt up to Chloe for a nice opportunity.
58 seconds to play. Marion inbounds. Smith along the near sideline, a bounce up top. Mosier's on Rice. They can't let Mosier foul. Falls down. Gets it underneath the save. Double team. Marion playing
good
keep
decision.
Away.
Good decision.
And there's the foul, and Mosier is fouled out. That is it for the all-tournament player from a year ago. Both she and Frederick, all-tournament. Oh, they only have her with four. I had her with five. Well, she'll stay in there. It's a free throw good by Rice. Official book had her with four. We'll go with that. Rice with one more, trying to give Marion an eight-point lead. Up and in and out, no good. Lauby, though, keeps the rebound alive.
Great hustle by Mia Lauby to keep that possession off the rebound.
How's that for the coach's daughter coming through?
Boy, that was a heady play, and that is a coaching daughter's play. That was a very heady play on her part. And think about Marion, they had an opportunity to hit an eight-footer. They didn't. They took some time off the clock, and that was a very smart decision to bring it back out.
Each team with one timeout remaining here in the basketball game. And now if you're the Indians, you're in the driver's seat here. You got a three-possession lead at this point. And really, you make your free throws, and you're going to be moving on to Friday.
Yeah, and right now, you know, if I'm Coach Lauby, you're drawing up a play not to score. You're drawing up a play to get it in your shooter's hands, your free throw shooter hands. So they have to value the possession right now. This is a big possession, and hopefully what the best case scenario is that they get a foul out of this for them. But the key is going to be being able to get the ball inbounds on the side, because it's tough where they're at right now, Scott, they're very difficult angle to get that ball in.
43-36, each team with a timeout left. As it'll be Marion inbounding right in front of their bench on the far sideline in front court. Mia Lauby to trigger. And immediately a foul before any time went off the clock. And they're going to foul Rice. Marion will take that.
Yeah, that was an off-ball foul right now, and coach wants to make sure they get a foul called and don't take any time off the clock, which happened.
Klein fouled, and to the line is Rice. 6 out of 8, make it 7 out of 9 this afternoon. 39.2 to go, and each free throw is a nail in the coffin. It's a full-out three-possession lead. Rice hits them both. 45-36, Mosier quickly across the timeline. Crossover dribble, almost lost it, picks it up. Hook pass cross court to Hansen. Brooke looks inside, Frederick, follow away jumper, no, from 15. Rebound, Lauby out front. Mia has it in the open court, and Frederick fouled hard. Her third, Lauby to the line, going for a double-digit lead.
Well, that just sealed it, Scott, right there. Another heads-up play. You know, she made three, you know, Mia Lauby made three key defensive plays coming down the home stretch here, and that's shows sign of somebody with a lot of experience, even as a sophomore.
Lauby misses the first one. She'll have one more. As Emily Jewell will come in, a senior for Harlan.
It's a big win for Mary when you beat a team that's from Harlan's been here three times.
And took home the big gold trophy the last two trips.
Don't foul if you're Marion.
46-36. Frederick up top. Fake. Steps in. Three. Contested. Puts it up way off the mark. Rebound fought for. Loose. Mosier picks it up and gets the lay-in. Last timeout taken here by Harlan. Mosier with 10 points now. But with only 10 seconds to play, Marion up by 8. And they're starting to celebrate behind us.
And they should. And, you know, Marion withstood their run, which is something, you know, it didn't feel like it got down within 4, and you thought, uh-oh. And Marion did a good job withstanding their run and beating that pressure and getting some easy baskets. And, you know, good job by Marion handling their run. And it was a run too late. If you're Harlan, that run should have been a lot sooner, and they just weren't able to get anything going.
Start of this game is going to win it for Marion today.
Yep, and that was it. That's it. Started with the three.
Led 20-6 at halftime. As the Indians come out of the huddle, Isabella Sade, along with Rice, Lauby, Willette, and Caitlin Smith.
And if I'm Caitlin Smith, I throw it long right now and see if you can get a cheap one.
Yeah, just and if you turn it over, it's going to take time off the clock. Looking, and they will throw it deep, but it's going to be intercepted. And then Lauby intercepts it right back. Harlan will not foul. That's going to do it. The young Marion Indians surprise the state. They upend the two-time defending state champion, Harlan Cyclones. 46-38. The Indians hold on after leading by 16, and they get the victory here this afternoon at Wells Fargo. We're going to take a 90-second break and come back with the postgame of our first of two today. And we'll do that when we return. You're listening to coverage of the Girls State Basketball Tournament on KGYM.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Who do I play for? I play high school basketball for every baller who ever played a pickup game on a driveway, playground, or alley. Because we all share the same dream. I play for buzzer beaters, big-time boards, and burying rainmakers. I play high school basketball for the chance to put my hometown in Iowa on the map by playing in a state championship.
Only one half of 1% of all high school student athletes play basketball in college, but all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball on their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home.
I play high school basketball because I love performing in front of a capacity crowd in my hometown gym.
This message presented by the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
Back with you here at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. The Marion Indians move on with a 46-38 win over two-time defending state champion Harlan. A happy bunch of Indians hugging their way off the court here as Marion raises their record to 20-4 on the year, and Harlan bows out at 20-3. And the start was paramount today for Marion, and they got a good one.
They did. You know, the key was that run, the 26 start for them, and they withstood a good Harlan run in the middle of the third quarter, and you really felt the tide has changed. But Mary did a good job, and I tell you what, I was really impressed that second half with Sophie Willett. She made some nice attacks to the rim and finished and got some good looks there as they broke the press instead of kind of being nervous and working the ball out. I thought she did a nice job. Second half, and I thought Marion did a nice job of finding ways to penetrate that zone and score off it, that zone press.
Yeah, Harlan came at him with the run. You knew they were going to come at him with the run, and Marion got into some serious foul trouble, but they held on.
Yeah, they did held on, and, you know, rebounding you thought was going to be a little bit of an issue just because of physicality, and Frederick did a nice job for Harlan. I mean, they were beating the ball inside. But, you know, credit to Marion, credit to their post, too. I thought the post play on Marion did a nice job. I thought Coach Lobby did a good job of subbing, getting kids in and out without creating, you know, because they had some foul trouble issue, but he used the depth wisely, the subbing wisely, to withstand that.
Take a look at the final scoring in our contest here this afternoon. First of all, in the game for the Marion Indians, two and double figures. Sophie Willett, Chloe Rice leading the way. Willett with 12, including 9 in the second half. And those two baseline drives in the fourth quarter were just huge for the Indians. Chloe Rice with 10 points, most of those coming from the free throw line, and one field goal and 8 free throws. Maddie Knapp got Marion going with 3 three-pointers in the first half. She ends up with 9 points. Mia Lauby with 4, but how many hustle plays did Mia Lauby make?
She made a lot, especially key ones. It's fourth quarter, too, some really heads-up plays.
3 points for Caitlin Smith. Randy Wright with 3, and Ellie Harold with 3. For Harlan, the run is over for the two-time defending state champions. Jordan Mosier, Taylor Frederick, apropos that they lead the way with 13 points apiece in their final high school games. Frederick will go play at South Dakota coming up next year. Aaron Holtz with 5 points. Bailey Hansen with 3. Claire Klein with 2. And Allison Brooke with 2. Turnovers unofficially. Harlan with 15. Marion with 8. Bench points was 14-3 in the game in favor of the Marion Indians. That was really big. And Marion was 12 out of 17 from the free throw line. Harlan only 7 of 14 from the free throw line. They could have made it a lot closer game. If they would hit some free throws,
yeah,
certainly.
Especially down the stretch with Frederick, too. She got to the line and very frustrated on her free throw line today, I'm sure.
We'll go ahead and wait for the official stats in this one. And then we will send you back to our studios for just a moment or two as the Linmar Lions and the Indianola Indians are out on the floor getting ready for the first of the 5A state quarterfinals. The big schools coming up, and the Mississippi Valley Conference against the CIML coming up here. As Marion will play at 11:45 on Friday morning, we'll have the game beginning at 11:30 for you right here on KGYM. And looking forward to getting that one ready to go for you. on Friday morning. Three coming up tomorrow, and then one already on Friday from the Girls State Basketball Tournament here in Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And Marion's playing with house money, you got to think, right now.
They are. You know, you come in here and you're young, and you know, those freshmen did not play young. You know, look at Knapp, freshman, another freshman, comes out, first shot attempt she takes. I mean, there was no hesitation, and there is no hesitation on Marion's end. So, you know, just fantastic job by Marion to get here, and a fantastic job is to knock off just a wonderful Harlan tradition program like that. And I suppose for Coach Lauby, you know, right now it's all about the experience, and they said they're in it to win it. They're going to try to win it, and they took that first step right, you know, this afternoon.
Marion wins it by a score of 46-38 as the Indianola Indians and the Linmar Lions out on the court right now going through their warm-ups here, and they're about 15 minutes away from getting things started here at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Interestingly enough, an assistant coach for the Indianola Indians, Morgan Terpstra, who played on the state championship team for Linmar back in 2010.
That is interesting.
And now as an assistant coach, you see her over there. Still tall.
Yeah, she is. She is still tall.
Probably giving you nightmares here.
Oh, yeah. A lot of them have.
Her and Kia and,
oh, yeah,
and Jamie.
Yeah, let's not bring that up. That was, those were nightmares, and, yeah, that's great. So.
Yeah, but she's now wearing light purple over there as an assistant coach for Indianola and the Indians. Should be a good game in the Class 5As. Now, looking ahead for Marion, they take on Pella. Coming up at 11:45 on Friday morning. Kind of a mirror image team to Marion. They're tall, they're lanky. They'll get out and guard you. And different than Harlan, though, they will go out and they will contest the three-point line. They did that to a three-point shooting team today in Lewis Central and really gave them a lot of problems.
They did, and I thought Pella played well, and Pella's a nice team. So, and Pella beat Lewis Central, who was, you know, ranked second. So, two big programs, Western Dubuque out. So right now the table is open.
One,
for
two,
anybody.
And three are gone.
Absolutely. So right now you couldn't ask for a better scenario for Pella and Marion to be in this position to play. And I really enjoyed watching Pella play beforehand because I think they're a nice team as well. And you're right, Scott. They will come out and contest the three on Marion. But you know, Marion will find a way for sure tomorrow and or Friday, I believe, and that'll be another great matchup. And two teams that match up very well.
A couple of days to get ready for that particular ball game. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to give you the final stats for the Marion game coming up in our Linmar pregame here. We're going to throw it back to Jeff Downing in our studios, and we will get ready to talk 5A state quarterfinal basketball with you as the Linmar Lions tangle with the Indianola Indians. So for game one, we'll say goodbye for just a few minutes from the Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks to all our sponsors for helping us out with high school basketball coverage all through the year, presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM. For in-studio producer, thanks to Jeff Downing for all his help. For Steve Dozier, I'm Scott Unash, saying so long for just a couple of minutes. Final score of our 4A state quarterfinal, 7th-rated Marion ousts number 3 Harlan, 46-38. We'll be back to Wells Fargo coming up in just a few minutes.